take you with me, that you may be where I am. You know the place where I'm going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip, even after I've been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I am saying that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will be doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it."
Well, friends, this morning we are picking up on our theme for this year, Welcome Home, and we'll be doing a 2-week series on this. And this morning we'll be looking at how heaven is our home. We've all been to funerals, haven't we? And they're quite memorable, some of them. The coffin is lowered into the ground, or the coffin is behind or is in a section and the curtains are closed. Is that the final? It seems so final. Is that the final resting place of life? What happens next? What can we expect to happen? We are not going to live on this planet forever. One day, our heart will stop. One day, our body will grow cold. Unless the Lord returns, one day our body will be placed in a casket. And as the years go on, we know that we're aging. We're not quite as fast as we used to be. There are more aches and pains in our bodies that we had than 10 years ago. And for some of us, there's more grey hair and there might be more wrinkles and a spreading waistline. Maybe it's all three. As Christians then, what are we to hope for? We know that the sum of life isn't all that exists here on earth. When we die, our body has done its job. Our spirit lives on and we have a new spiritual body that will never die. And this morning we're going to look at that passage that Tony read to us from John 14 about how heaven is our home. We are journeying through this short passing life, and our true home is what Jesus has prepared for us. Jesus will be in heaven. God the Father will be in heaven. The Holy Spirit will be in heaven. The angels of God will be there as well, and every single one of God's children will be in heaven. All who have loved and followed and trusted Jesus from the dawn of time will be in heaven. So lovely and wonderful that place will be. And, you know, we can't quite fully understand it because we're not there. But we do know some things that won't be there. The things that make earth unlovely and tragic. These things will be absent from heaven And what are they? There's lots of them. There'll be no more sin, no night, no tears, no death, no evil. There'll be no violence, no hatred, no racism, no conflict, no war, no loneliness, no fear, no competition, no frustration, no confusion, no grief, no poverty, no failure, no divorce, no fractured relationships, no disappointments, no devil to tease and torment us, no more pain and suffering. Wow, that's a great place not to have those things. And we're told that heaven will be filled. What will be heaven? Well, there's lots of things, but let me list some of them. Heaven will be filled with peace and health and vigor and knowledge, happiness. It'll be filled with worship, love, fulfillment, music, joy, laughter, friendship. There'll be contentment and completeness. It'll be a great party and we'll be celebrating there. There'll be harmony and satisfaction and perfection there. Now that's some place to go and to look forward to. But the most significant thing, heaven is, we will see Jesus face to face. We'll see him. And if you love Jesus, you have absolutely nothing to be afraid of when we go to heaven. We'll go straight to be with Jesus. It'll be like falling asleep and we wake up and the first person we see is Jesus. And he will welcome us home at last. That passage from John 14 that was read to us earlier tells us of the nature of heaven. This passage, as we're reminded, is taken from the Last Supper, where Jesus was speaking to his disciples for the last time before he was to be tortured and to die. The disciples were very anxious and could not understand that Jesus was going to leave them. He tells them that he's going and they can't come with him. Well, not for the moment anyway. And all the disciples are in turmoil and are worried. In the midst of all this anguish, the first thing that Jesus declares to his friends is to have faith. In the midst of great confusion and trauma, Jesus calls his disciples not to worry, but to trust. In verse 1 it says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me," Jesus says. Peter had just told Jesus that he would die for him. Yet Jesus isn't asking Peter for his might. He isn't asking Peter for what he can do for Jesus. But simply trust Jesus for what is about to happen or about to come. He's telling Peter that before the night is out, Peter is going to fail him. You see, the Christian life is not based on what we can do for God, but rather what he has done for us. And Jesus is calling his followers, us, simply to trust him. That's really important to see. And then Jesus went on to say, we read in verse 2, "In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going to prepare a place for you." Now, in the old King James Bible, which maybe your grandmother had and you read, there's a phrase, "many rooms," has been translated to "many mansions." And this has led to rather an unhelpful understanding that when we go to heaven, we get the spiritual equivalent of Buckingham Palace. And we get to go in first class accommodation. And others have led to interpret that what this many mansions could be, that there are many stages in heaven. and there's first class and possibly second and third class or whatever. As attractive or unattractive these theories are, they have no bearing on the words of Jesus here. He's simply saying, when he says he has many rooms, he says he has room for you. There's enough room for all of God's people in heaven with me. That's what he means by many rooms. You're not going to miss out. There's a place for you. He's simply saying there's room for everyone and we don't need to compete. We don't need to be like, you know, our HSC. You know, some of us might not want to remember our HSC. You know, we had to work like crazy, didn't we? And to get a good mark in order to get a good job or go to a good university course. Heaven is not a competition to get there, where the best heroes and the martyrs get the best jobs or places. Heaven is not a competition. Heaven is our home. To you and me, Jesus said, heaven is in my Father's house. In other words, heaven is our home. Heaven is where you belong. So trust Jesus, for he knows what he's talking about when he speaks about heaven. Peter was just about to taste bitter failure, but Jesus wants to reassure that failure isn't the focus when it comes to going to heaven. Jesus wants to make it clear that there is a place for every Christian believer. And Jesus is about to leave them because he's confirming their booking to heaven. Jesus makes it clear to his disciples that he's going to prepare a place for them and indeed all of God's people. We know that the way he prepared a reservation for us is by his own death on our behalf and his resurrection. Jesus has now finished preparing a room for you. Today, Jesus isn't busy, you know, laying bricks and sweeping out the back room so that you can got a place to live in when you die or when he returns. No, Jesus prepared that room 2,000 years ago. He opened up the way to heaven then. So he was calling Peter, and he's calling us this morning, to trust him. He was telling Peter, you have to trust him. Trust me through the bitterness of these coming days, the bewilderment of disappointment, the tears of failure, the darkness of bereavement. He's saying, trust me, Peter. The path that I am leading to is not a dead end, but a through road from the grave to eternal life with him. In this conversation, Thomas now butts in and responds honestly in verse 5 by saying that he hasn't got a clue what Jesus is talking about. How can we trust you, Jesus, if we don't know where you're going? And Jesus answered this question of heaven by saying in verse 6, that very famous verse, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. Notice something here in that verse 6. Jesus isn't talking about heaven as a place or a house anymore. Heaven, he's defining as a relationship with Jesus. Thomas was confused because he couldn't imagine heaven and what it would be like and how to get there. And let's face it, Jesus, I don't know about this heaven that you speak of. And straight away, Jesus says, I am the way. No one comes to the Father but by me. I want you to notice what he's doing here. He's substituting places for persons here when he's describing heaven. He speaks to Thomas as, well, initially as going to the Father's house. But now he's talking about going to the Father. Instead of talking about himself as the guide on the journey to heaven, here he speaks of himself as the path, the way itself. It's as if he's saying to Thomas, if you find it hard to think of heaven as a place, how about you think it differently? Instead, think of it as a person. Thomas, think of heaven not as something you know, but someone who you know very, very well. Thomas, think of heaven as me. It's a relationship with me. And this relationship has already begun. So let me conclude. This is one of the shortest sermons I'll ever give. All right, 3 points. In summary, when we think of heaven, as we face the joys and struggles of life and the reality of death, we should trust Jesus. Secondly, heaven is our home, which Jesus has already prepared for us. And thirdly, heaven is not so much a place, but a person. Heaven is a relationship with Jesus. What a great comfort and motivation this is when we face the challenges and difficulties of life together.